You are listening to Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Cory.
Yo!
Oh crap, here we go.
Oh what, you can't see me?
No, I can see you.
You can see me? Oh, it's a beautiful sight.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our off the break now podcast called Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Cory. Who?
Yes.
Most of you know is multiple name changes.
Yeah.
You're like, who the hell is that married like 10 people and went through all those name changes? I can't think of her name. Oh, fuck. It was that famous person.
Oh. J-Lo?
No, but she never changes her name.
That's right. She just gets married a lot.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true. But welcome to Sunday night. Sunday.
Oh, my God. We're so close to Monday.
Oh, I know. It's such bullshit, isn't it? So, all right. We haven't done this in a while, but we got to start it off right. You ready for it? I know you won't hear it, but are you ready?
I'm ready.
What the fuck are we drinking?
Oh, yeah? So what are we drinking tonight?
Oh, is that what you just played?
That is.
All right.
So with you not being here, it's a little weird. Like, you don't hear all the little alerts and all that stuff.
I know.
Yeah. So what are we drinking, Cory? What's going on? What are we drinking? Oh.
I am taking it easy tonight, and I'm drinking spicy water.
Oh, shit. Some spicy water. Well, I am not taking it easy. I am drinking a nice Negroni.
I would not expect any less from you.
Mm-hmm. It is fantastic. Made by the gin of the luscious Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh.
Every man's
sexiest crush. Man on earth.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So what's new, Cory? What's been going on? How's everything been going?
What's new, pussycat?
Whoa. So, what's new with life?
I got a new department at my job.
Yeah?
Freaking sending out your UPS packages.
Oh, fuck yeah. I bet you deliver a nice package, too.
I don't deliver them. I just send them out.
Oh, so you're sending everyone your package?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Big, small, long, ooh. Short.
Ooh, heavy. Heavy?
Yeah.
Light.
Heavy. Very light.
I turned down my microphone. I hit the mute button.
Oh, and this lovely chair. This is brand new.
Yes. Oh, that was an adventure getting that thing, huh?
It was an adventure and a half.
Yeah. So normally, my wife's friend from work was getting rid of this nice recliner, right? And it was free. It's a nice recliner. I mean, it has cup holders, it's leather, it's power. But normally when you're giving someone something, what do you normally
especially
do?
Especially if it's something that you sit in.
Yeah, what would you normally do to that?
Clean it.
You would think, right? But no.
Instead, we had to work extra hard for our beer last night.
Yes, we did. And it tasted quite well, actually, the beer after. But,
it did. Well, a little sweet.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, we got it cleaned up. We spent a good bit of time cleaning it up and getting it ready and moving the living room around. So, but now you have nice, beautiful reclining chair for your living room set. It's a wonderful
thing.
It's
a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is. So,
we were one word off.
Yeah. Normally we're right there. We're right in sync. But, Yeah, so for those
bye. For
those of you who don't know, we did this we did a podcast for God, what was it? Almost like 2 years we were doing it, right? Then we took took a little bit of a break, or a big bit of a break.
Came back, did an episode.
Yep, did an episode.
Said we're gonna get back into it. Took another few months off, did an episode.
Mm-hmm.
Said we were gonna get back into it, and well, now here we are.
Yes. Now that we can do this, we're in two different locations. The hard part was, if we were doing it Saturday nights, it's tough because that cuts into our drinking and hanging out. And then if we do it Sundays, Sundays usually our recover and just kind of hang day, you know, and,
hang loose, baby.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the day that we can sit around in our underwear all day, not together. But then if we wanted to do the podcast on Sunday, Corey would have to come back over, come up here into the studio room and
sit in that chair behind you.
That lovely, luscious, comfortable chair from the 60s. But,
you wouldn't know about that.
No, fuck off. But so it was just kind of hard, and you know, with getting into streaming, I know from, and a lot of it's on me because getting into streaming took a lot, and, but lately it's like I've been missing doing the podcast. So I really want to get back into doing it, you know, like every other week I think would be perfect. And it's, I just miss doing it, you know? I miss like that chatting. Like, don't get me wrong, I love streaming. I do, especially this past Friday night. That was a blast. but yeah, it's, I miss doing it. And I really want to get back into it, you know? What's going on, Lunar? How you doing, by the way? I do see the chats and stuff, so we do see them up here. And, but welcome in. We have Main Squish in there, which we had just an awesome time hanging out recently.
Awesome time hanging out, eating good food.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Bacon!
What's going on, Bacon? How you doing? But, yeah, no, we hung out with Squish in Phoenix for a couple hours over at the barbecue place, and it was awesome to meet some streamer friends face to face. And that's
hell yeah,
the first time that I've done it.
It was
a great time, and we got some good barbecue, and the food was fantastic. The beer was delicious.
Yes, s'mores.
Oh my god, yeah, that tastes just like s'mores. And of course, we realized it was Gunner's Daughter, which is a brewery that makes absolutely fantastic beer.
But
it was such a great, great time, and just hanging out with some amazing people, and look forward to doing it more in the future. And there's also some several other streamers that live around us too, apparently, that we're going to have to get together with and
hells yeah,
you know, meet up with. So
hells yeah.
Yeah, so let's see. What else have we done? We had New Year's. New Year's was a blast.
The next day, not so much.
Yeah. The next day definitely was something.
For me, anyway.
But yeah, that was definitely interesting. But what do we do New Year's? We got a bottle of definitely had a few drinks. We got a bottle of champagne each, and several beers. We played what was it? Cards Against Humanity. We played with the kids and the wife.
Yep.
And oh god, Parent of the Year. Yep, Taboo. Taboo After Dark.
Yeah, Taboo After Dark.
So one of the rules of playing Cards Against Humanity, I told the kids, which my kids are teenagers. They're not like 8, 9 years old. They're both teenagers and mid-teens. So one of the rules is, if we're going to play this, you have to read each card exactly as it states.
Hells yeah.
And my youngest, you know, my 14-year-old, he's like, oh yeah, absolutely, I'm in.
Takes advantage of that shit.
Yes, he does. The older son, he felt really uncomfortable swearing in front of his mother. So
yeah, but not you.
Not me. No, not me.
Not you.
He was fine with doing in front of me, but you know, they're such good kids though. But it was just funny to see every time a card came up with a swear, my oldest would be like, "Okay." Remember? We knew there was a swear coming up because we hear him go, "Okay," as he's reading it, like he's preparing himself for it. Like, oh fuck, I gotta say this out loud. But
yep.
That was a fun time though.
It was. Holy crap, my screen is really laggy, isn't it?
It is a little bit. It is a little bit. But don't worry, I forgot to hit record on this, so I'm gonna have to play back the stream to record the stream to get it to set out the audio. So that was my fuck up there. I told you it's been a while and damn it.
It's been so long.
Continue, continue. I want to hear the rest of this song.
That I haven't seen your face.
What the fuck song are you singing?
I want to make up right now, now, now by Akon.
Oh, now, 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 now.
Yep.
Other news, we had a brewery that opened up near us.
Yep.
We went to the grand opening. We went to the pre-opening as well, where they had one beer on tap, and then the grand opening they had 10 beers on tap. And what was your thought on it, Corey?
They were good.
But
there was nothing like that made me go, "Ooh, wow, that's wow."
Yeah, I know. I want them to produce a great product. I really do, because it's literally what, a block and a half from my house.
Yeah, walking distance.
Oh yeah, it's probably about 4 minutes walking and 6 minutes stumbling.
Yes.
But I feel what they did was, and we've talked about this a couple times, is that they pushed so hard to open up and have like 10 beers out that they came out with 10 good beers, but they didn't have those, "Wow, these are good." You know what I mean? No wow factor.
Yep.
You know, there's a brewery, obviously, God, I talk about them all the time. But when they opened up, and they're a fairly big brewery now, when they opened up, they came out with 4 beers. That's all they had, 4 beers, and every single beer was, "Holy shit, this is good."
Yeah, and they're still coming out with, "Holy shit, these are good."
Yeah, exactly, because they got that nice solid base, and then they branched off and tried new things off of that. And I feel that this brewery, this is where a lot of, I think, businesses will fail, where they try to get too big too quick. It's like, work on something small, focus on it, make a great product, and come out with a great product, you know, but in smaller scale and get it out there, you know. And I felt if this place only had like 4 or 5 beers on tap instead of 10, they would have had
been great.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just 4 or 5 great beers instead of 10 good beers.
Yep.
So I feel that's where they missed. But what can you? Hey, I'm not the owner. But
yeah. I mean, they're good if you want to just go have a basic beer.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
that's what it felt like to me. It was just basic beer that. Some of the ones upcoming, though, they sounded good.
Oh, God, yeah.
So we're going to have to go there when they have come out with those and try that out and see how it is.
Whenever those come out.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, I keep looking at their Facebook and stuff and seeing what's coming up. So,
yep.
You know, we'll see. But, yeah.
Hells yeah.
What else did we do lately? Anything new? Anything fresh? We had Christmas. Christmas fun. Oh, you know, we might as well get into it. Hold on a moment. Let me hit this sport.
Get drunk.
We do. Let me hit that little sports button. Let's talk some sports here in a second. All right.
Let's do this.
Get your peanuts. Get your penis. Oh, peanuts.
I heard it for a couple seconds.
Yeah, but I was afraid it was going to come through double on the recording, so or no,
oh.
The stream. So sports. We are right at the beginning of the NFL playoffs.
Yes, we are. Let's go Bills.
Yeah, well, the Bills took out my wife's team today. But
damn straight.
I will say I was very surprised at how Miami stuck with that game, like, all the way through.
With their backup.
Dude, with their backup. It was their third-string quarterback.
Oh, what? Oh, was it?
Yeah. Teddy Bridgewater is their backup.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And it was so this I was their... Yeah, this was their third-string quarterback, and somehow they managed to stay in it. And I got to say, though, their coach, I love their head coach. Have you ever seen him on his interviews?
No.
Oh, this guy. One of the first interviews I saw him in, he comes out, right? And then, you know, where they do the press conference after the game?
Yeah.
He comes out and goes, "It smells like Up Dog here."
Oh, God.
And, of course, one of the press members go, "What's up, dog?" He's like, "Not much. What's up, dog?" But, you know, I'm like, what the fuck? This coach is, he beats to his own drum. Like, one of the interviews, I think it was about, I forget who it was about. It might have been about Patrick Mahomes, where he's like, "I kept asking him to stop running, and he just wouldn't listen." He's like, "I'm getting sick of him not listening to me." This coach is just like off his rocker, but a first-time coach, but the players love him. And not for nothing, he brought Miami to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So you got to give him credit. First-time coach, bring him to the playoffs. And but the guy's doing something right, you know?
I thought for sure the Bills were going to roll right over them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bills are a great team, and Miami had their third string quarterback starting for him.
Yep.
So I thought for sure it was just going to be completely one-sided.
Yeah, as did I. I thought they were going to get blown out, and I was like, holy shit, this is a game.
Yep.
But then, of course, recently with you know, Damar Hamlin with them, that was a crazy sight to see, you know? But the watching Damar Hamlin go down with a heart attack on the field, you know, that was absolutely scary. You know, what's going on, Crop and Nerian? How you doing, brothers?
What's up, Nerian?
So, yeah, this is welcome into our podcast. You know, this is Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Corey. So, looks like you're working. Work it, baby. Work that pole.
Oof.
Nerian, by the way, speaking of Nerian, I saw Nerian coming up. I just saw a clip, the clip where you joined my stream and we were talking about the one chip challenge. That is such an epic clip. I love the fact that I have that clip there, because where it paused on your face, we were talking about that on the clip. I'm going to have to send it to you. It's such a great clip. So,
yeah, Creepy Corey was my first Twitch name.
Yep, yes, it was.
It was a nickname that came from work.
it stuck, and it stuck for quite a while. Didn't we put that on one of your badges at work? I thought we did. No, we didn't. Huh. That's weird.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Raven Nicole, thank you so much for that follow. I truly appreciate it. How you doing,
Raven?
What's going on, Raven? hopefully not from the girl at work. No.
No.
I don't know where
from a bunch of dudes at work.
Yeah, I'll say yeah.
All right, so the origin from my old nickname, Creepy Corey. There is a guy at work who every day I call him Daddy. I had never said one word to this guy my first few months working there. And then just one day I go up to him, and the first words I ever said to him were, "I bet your beard would feel good on my thighs.
What the fuck? That was the first thing that you said?
That was the first words I ever said to him. And now we're best friends.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Who? Oh, you're going to have to text me who that... Oh, was that... It starts with a J?
No.
Huh. I'm trying to think who that would be. But that is definitely a great way to start a friendship.
I just texted you, but I don't know if I spelled his last name right.
Am I going to know?
But,
oh, okay. Yep. I know. Wow. Makes sense. Makes sense.
But then
that probably threw him off completely too, with you coming on as that
oh, yeah.
as your first thing. He's probably like, what the fuck?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh.
Hell yes, Nerian.
Oh, absolutely. We definitely need to drink some beer sometime, for sure. Absolutely.
But, and then some other things.
Raven Nicole agrees. It's done now. We got to do it now. We got the approval right there.
All right. So just so you know, Raven is Nerian's wife.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
No, I knew that.
Okay. I don't know. I never got to feel his beard.
Well, it felt pretty... All right, no.
What? So,
let's see. Continuing on sports, since Nerian's here, we might as well talk about hockey. Let's do it.
Other things happened at my job that did not involve me with other creepy-ass people, so...
Yep, yeah.
I did not feel comfortable going by Creepy Corey anymore.
I know, but you know how much work it's going to cause for me to change that for the podcast? Like, I have to pay and make a whole new opening video and everything, and I think we should... Oh, hell no. We do not
shit.
Just put up the Blues. You son of a...
You need to get a Bruins logo for your... emotes.
You know what? I am going to have to work on that now. I am absolutely going to have to work on that now. That's going to be the next thing I make. So let's... Since he's bringing up the Blues, you know... logo here, and we're in our sports section. Let's talk a little bit about hockey. What do you think, Corey?
Bruins, baby.
That's right, the Bruins.
Bruins, baby.
I was so hurt the other day when they lost, and now they are the Bruins. They struggled. They slumped. They had a loss.
Yeah.
So right now the Bruins are sitting at the top of the NHL. At 33 wins and 5 losses. With 70
Hell
points.
Yeah.
70 points right now. I mean, they're killing everyone. Let's see. Where are the Blues at? The Blues are 21 and 20. Ooh. Hey, they're above 500. So for those of you who don't know, Nerian is a big St. Louis Blues fan. And unfortunately... is it the sub message that has
the sub,
that stupid ass video, that video I despise, where the Blues beat the Bruins in the cup. We definitely got to do a watch party one day when they're playing together, so we can all watch the game together. Are they playing again at all this year? But
I think like in March or April.
Yeah, we need to do that. Let's do a watch party and just chat and watch the game together. You know, we can watch the Bruins, put out that friggin' Blues. They'll be playing the Blues when they leave, that's for sure. Also, go ahead.
I will say one thing about that Stanley Cup final. Yes. I was upset that the Bruins lost, but they brought it on themselves.
They did. They did.
Because there was a lot of times where they just stopped skating.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
You got to go for the puck.
They did, and defense was not there.
Hell no. Hell yeah, let's go to the game.
Let's go. Where is it at? Hold on, let me look.
It's
looking
probably in St. Louis.
It better not be in St. Louis. I'm looking up the schedule right now. Let's see. Oh, son of a bitch, it is in St. Louis. That's April April 2nd. It's a Sunday. That would be so much fun. That would be a blast. You know what we need? A winter classic with St. Louis and the Bruins. That would be a fun game. Wouldn't it?
That would.
So
that would.
We definitely got. We'll actually be in St. Louis. No shit, you'll be in St. Louis.
Lucky you.
Of course you will.
Oh, God bless her.
Yeah, running a half marathon that day.
Just running in general.
I thought about running. I made it to the fridge, grabbed a beer, and that was it.
wait, hold on. Remember, there was that one night when
we had
two really strong beers, and you decided to go for a jog.
Yeah, I did. I did. I went jogging one night, drunk, and it started raining, and I don't know what the hell I was thinking that night, but it was interesting. But I made it. I think I ran about a mile and a half, and then did I end up calling my wife saying, "All right, I'm done. Come pick me up."
I don't know. I drove by you honking my horn.
Yeah, you did.
On my way home.
I don't know what got it possessed me to like go jogging. It just
the beer possessed you.
No, you know what? I saw a picture of myself, and I'm like, "Holy shit, I'm fat."
That's right.
I'm like, "All right, time to lose weight. I'm going jogging." And you were over the house. I'm like, "I'm going running. Goodbye."
Yep.
I'll blame the alcohol on that one. You went to a winter classic when the Blues played against the Hawks. It was so much fun. Hell yeah. I will always
root for anybody against the Hawks.
Yes. 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 Anyone against the Blackhawks.
I think you emphasized that wrong.
No, Blackhawks. That's what I said. Because of our buddy. Our buddy who's a Blackhawks fan.
More of your buddy.
True. So, but we had the Winter Classic in Boston the other 2 weeks ago now. It was Pittsburgh with Cindy Crosby against our Bruins. And, of course, our Bruins happened to win that one. Thank God.
And, of course, I had to work.
You did, but I watched it for us. So, then let's see. What else do we have going on in sports? Red Sox?
Red Sox. What about them?
Dude,
joke.
What I don't even. What is their general manager? It's like Chaim Bloom came. How do you say it?
I don't even know. All ask your kids.
All I know is he is fucking up our Red Sox. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
This dude is giving everyone away. He's like getting rid of all of the team. I don't get it.
Signing a whole bunch of no-namers.
Yeah. It's like you're not going to win any type of World Series that way. Not at all. It's just pissing me off. I want this guy fucking out. You know, but he signed Devers for like, what was it, a seven-year deal or something like that?
11.
Was it 11 for like 300 and something 11. Million?
Yeah. So,
which, Devers is a good player, don't get me wrong, but he makes a lot of errors on defense. Yep. So, and
it
then,
reminds me of what's that movie called with Charlie Sheen in it?
Major League. Yep.
It kind of reminds me of that, where the owner gets rid of all the good players and signs a whole bunch of crappy players.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. It's clearly trying to like sabotage us from winning any World Series. And then you had Christian Vasquez, our old catcher. Reached out to them to try to come back to be with the Red Sox, who just won the World Series, by the way, this catcher. Yep. And he has a great fucking arm, a good bat. And they said, "No, we're not interested."
Yeah.
You know, can you name one of our catchers right now?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. I can't name a single catcher because we have no names. We had Vasquez want to come back, and it's like, they're like, "No, we're not interested." Like, fuck you, we're not interested. The fans are.
Yep.
The Red Sox always do your cards dirty in the World Series. Listen, don't
damn
be a
right
hater.
They do.
Yeah, yep. And plus, all right, and I'll say, though, I know it's not a popular opinion, But I also want to get rid of Alex Cora.
I agree.
I am not an Alex Cora fan. Yeah.
No.
Big Papi wrecked us. Dude, he wrecked everyone. He made everyone his bitch. That guy is just unbelievable. He is like the heart and soul of Boston. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is our fucking city.
That's right. The fact when they showed that after the... So, a little backstory. You know, when the marathon bombings happened, my cousin was right at the finish line at that time. He just crossed the finish line. This was... You know where he goes swimming? I don't want to say names. You know where he goes swimming in Manchester, Corey?
Oh, yeah.
The two kids, you have the son and the daughter?
Yep.
It was the son.
Okay.
So I don't like saying names on here with my family without their permission. So,
I get you.
He runs a marathon, and he just crossed the finish line. And I got the alert on my phone that he just crossed the finish line. And then all of a sudden, my phone starts going off with news alerts about the bombings at the finish line. I'm like, what the fuck is going on there? And I'm sitting there. I'm like, my family's there. You know, he's at the finish line. And it's saying that these are all going off at the finish line. And, of course, I tried calling my family down there. And,
disconnected all.
Yeah, they did. They cut off all cell phones. So I couldn't get a hold of anyone. I'm freaking out. I'm at work. I'm like... I left work. I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm not focused on work. So, Big Papi came out, and what was it, like a week later or something like that? He made that speech.
Yep.
You know, and
after they caught the guys.
Yeah.
Or killed one of them, caught the other one.
Yeah. Which was weird because they shut down the whole city and how fast they found them. But, and he comes out during the Red Sox game. And he makes a speech before the game, and he, you know, Big Papi comes out. He's like, this is our fucking city. And I'm watching this on TV. I'm like, fucking right it is. But then I'm like, oh, shit, they didn't edit that.
No.
Like, right on live national TV, he goes, this is our fucking city. And the baseball came out with a statement and said, we will not fine him for that. Because he was speaking from the heart. You know what I mean? Like, it's an emotional time. And kudos to, you know, the MLB for not fining him for that. But, you know, that's just, that meant so much at that time. Because the whole city in Boston and everything, it was like, it was a freaky time. You know, like, you had these people out trying, we were trying to find them. They were on the hunt for them. And it was a lot for... that was going on, and for him to come out and speak like that and just, you know, it was very moving, you know.
It was, yeah. Still get goosebumps every time I watch that clip.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how he was. He's like Boston's son, you know. And that it's amazing, like just a sports guy, just a guy who plays baseball. You know, it's amazing what these people mean to our communities, you know?
Yeah.
Nearing, you remember monitoring Twitter news like 24/7? Yeah, me too. Oh, I was up late watching the news. I took a couple days off work because, one, I was trying to figure out what was going on with my family. And then two, it was just like, they were so close to finding this piece of shit. And how fast they found him, like the way they did it. They went, you know, it was amazing how everyone, all these communities worked together and how they found him and did what they did. In fact, Corey, the one who was caught, not killed, was at the prison medical center that's literally right next to your work. You know that?
Yep. Oh, yeah. So,
but.
And one thing I'll never forget, also in that same time.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Bruins' first game after it happened.
Yep.
During the national anthem, Rene Rancourt, who always sang our national anthem. Did I say his name right?
Rene Rancourt, yeah.
All right. He always sang our national anthem.
Yep.
But that night, he started singing it, And then he stopped and he just let the whole crowd sing it.
Yeah. That was...
It was freaking amazing.
It was. It was. Just hearing the whole crowd sing, it's like, what? Wow. You know, and that's what I love about our city, you know, about Boston. It's such... It's literally, like they say, it's the biggest small town. That's how they describe it. You know what I mean? And it truly is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's such an awesome city to be in. It's an awesome place to visit. And if anyone's ever in the area, by all means, let us know. But it's such a fun city to visit, you know? It really
Narian's a fun... Narian, it's a fun city to visit.
Mm-hmm.
He said, be right back, so we probably didn't hear that.
Exactly. But yeah, it really is. I mean, just, you know, we can go in and get cannolis at in the middle of the night and
3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh yeah, but they're fucking good cannolis though, aren't they?
They are good cannolis, but
yeah, and then you, nothing like taking a piss in an alley. Oh fuck.
You are listening to Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Corey.
All right, so
at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, no shit. All right, let's get on to celebrity news here. Hold on 1 second. Let me hit this button. We got to do our celebrity news, Corey. There it comes.
Celebrity news.
All right, so celebrity news. What do we have going on? Did you hear?
I have no idea.
You don't? Why don't you know?
I don't keep tabs on celebrities.
Unbelievable. So you heard about Lisa Marie Presley?
I heard that she passed away.
Yeah, she did. She had a heart attack and died. And it was crazy because, just 2 days before, I was watching Golden Globes and Austin Butler, who played Elvis in the movie. When he was doing the interview with the media, Lisa Marie, crashed his interview. Yeah, it was funny because he was doing the interview and she came up and it's like, just healthy, like it seemed a little weird, but she was there. But it's like, it's just weird. It's like I'm watching this and seeing her crash the interview, and then 2 days later she's dead. It's like what?
Did she crash it in like a joking way or?
Oh yeah, she just came up and like joined it, and she was talking to him and.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just he was in the middle of the interview, and she kind of just went up with him, you know, like surprised them, like, "Hey, here I am," you know. But yep. It's just weird. It's like you see that happen, and then 2 days later, it's like she's dead of a heart attack. It's just crazy. Like, I can imagine what he's thinking. Like, it's probably got to be weighing on his mind. The fact, like. I just literally was doing an interview and joking around with her and her coming up here, and then now she's dead. Yeah. But yeah, she's going to be buried at Graceland with, of course, her dad is buried there. And years ago, I actually was out in Graceland and I toured the plane and got to see the house and everything like that. And my wife and I signed the wall outside of the house. Everyone signs the wall, you know. But what an awesome experience. You know, it was a place that I ended up there for work. And normally I wouldn't vacation at a place like that. But I ended there for work. So it's like, oh, let's go check out Graceland, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it was cool because we toured Elvis's plane. The Lisa Marie is the name of the plane. And all the belt buckles were all gold. You know, it was pretty cool. You know, the whole thing, like just the plane, the whole experience, I had an absolute blast doing it. But yeah, so that kind of was surprising. That took me a little bit by shock.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we have. There's new allegations versus Bill Cosby. You know that?
There's more?
Yep. They just came out with new allegations against him.
Jesus.
So, of course, his lawyers are saying that it's just people coming after
him. Pops?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, of course, the lawyers saying that it's everyone just coming after him for money. Which, it wouldn't surprise me because, I'm not saying one way or the other for the previous ones, but it's like, I can see that. That happens all the time, you know? So, but yeah, so there's new allegations against him. What else we have going on for celebrity? Jeremy Renner. You heard about that, right?
Yep.
He got run over by his snow machine. So he's still in the hospital, but hopefully wishing a speedy recovery for him. Such a great actor.
He is.
Yeah, great actor.
And it wasn't even like a regular snow machine. It was what? Some like big plowing tractor type of thing that had like the type of wheels that tanks have almost.
Yeah. Yeah, and it had a lot of those safety features. So apparently like whatever happened should never have happened, but it did. So they're doing a investigation on it because I have a feeling that that the company's probably going to be at fault for that. But so what happened was he got out of the machine while it was like parked and it started going. So in order to get into the machine, you have to step on the track. So he tried to stop it. So he had to like essentially like get on the track of it. And it, somehow he ended up getting pulled under it. So
yeah,
definitely a scary moment. But he's been posting little things here and there about his recovery. But yeah, he's still in the hospital, had to go for multiple surgeries. So,
oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's
I'm sure
that's scary. I can imagine. Oh God, I couldn't imagine that shit. I'm like, yep, this is it. I'm dying.
I couldn't imagine what was going through his mind at that time.
Probably his guts. Sorry. I know. That's just bad. Oh God. Anyways. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Let's see. So, do you know who Jax is?
I know Victoria's Secret.
Yep, exactly. That's her. I love Jax, right?
I jam out to that song all the time.
Me too. I dance in my Victoria's Secret to that. So she just did a song about Paris Hilton. Not a song, but a TikTok. Did you see it?
No.
So she has Paris Hilton and in her video, and it says there's a lot that the world doesn't see about Paris Hilton. So she essentially wrote a little song, and it's a true or false. So Paris Hilton, these are things that you may not know about Paris Hilton. She's a DJ, and she plays piano and violin. She also runs 45 stores and 19 product lines, and she has a genius IQ.
Jesus.
Yeah. I bet you didn't know that.
No, definitely not.
She developed her own media network for media licensing and NFTs, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, I still don't know what NFTs are.
I don't either. We should Google that and see what it is. And she helped pass 7 laws and federal legislation to protect teens and systematically abusive facilities. So she's an artist.
What you're saying is she's a good person.
Yeah, exactly. She's an artist, a philanthropist, a DJ, an investor, a CEO, an author, an entrepreneur, and a fashion icon. I bet you didn't know that.
No, I did not.
All right, so should we see what an NFT is?
I just looked it up.
All right, what is it?
It has to do with cryptocurrency.
Oh, all right. All right, whatever. Whatever the fuck that. I've never gone into that crypto stuff. Have you?
I haven't. No.
Yeah.
Nope.
Me neither.
I always had people come up to me at work saying, "Oh, you should do this. You should." I'm just like, "No, I'm not going to."
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way. I don't know what it is. I'm good. So, but yeah.
They always say, "When you're still working here and I'm on vacation because I just made a lot of money through it." I'll be thinking of you.
Like,
and I'll be like, okay.
Yep. All right. Have fun. Did they ever go on that vacation?
Nope.
Surprise.
Nope. And they're still working there too.
Imagine that. So, but yeah, so that's, I believe that's our celebrity news for this week.
Celebrity nudes. That's news. Right.
Plenty of that. Let's see. All right. So we talked about this on stream, but we have not talked about it here. Yeah.
What's that?
You don't see it?
Huh?
You don't see what that is?
Are you showing something on your camera?
I am.
Oh.
You didn't see it?
You're frozen on my end.
Oh. Well, I am showing the Monster Reserve Orange Dreamsicle.
Oh, yes.
So if you have not had the chance to try this, it's the Monster Reserve Orange Dreamsicle. Holy fucking shit, that is a game changer, isn't it?
Yes. Try it.
If you've ever had the orange creamsicle ice cream, it is literally tastes just like that.
It's like somebody took an orange creamsicle popsicle, melted it, mm-hmm. and put it in a can.
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly what it's amazing. It is what I've never had an energy like a Monster drink that tastes this good. So that's what it looks like. It's Monster Energy. That is so weird. Monster Energy Orange Dreamsicle. It is so fucking
fantastic.
Good. Yeah.
So I posted something in Nerian's Discord earlier. Because you know how I was telling you once before about the alcoholic monsters that are coming out?
Yes, yes.
Next month.
They're coming out next month?
Next month.
Oh, shit. We have got to try that.
6% alcohol.
Oh, hell yeah.
And, yeah.
I'm
I don't
down.
Know any flavors or anything. But
I can't wait. But you know what? I am anxious to actually try making an alcoholic drink with this orange dreamsicle.
Got to mix it with vodka.
Yes. Get some vodka in there. We got to do it. We got to do that. Can you imagine doing a shot of half vodka, half orange dreamsicle?
Ooh. Sounds delicious.
It does, doesn't it? We got to try that. So we definitely have to try that. That would be, yeah. That would be a fun
night. It sounds so yummy.
It does. It does. Oh, I finally bought a plug for the bathtub.
Oh.
Yes. Nice. I knew as soon as I said plug, I'm like, for the bathtub. So tonight's going to be the night. I think I'm going to pamper myself and have a nice tubby, you know, where I
tubby.
Yeah, I'm going to drop the bath bomb in there, make myself a drink, put on some Netflix and fucking that's right. I'm going to just chill.
Did you just call it a tubby?
I did. Fuck off. There's nothing wrong with that, all right? Nothing wrong at all with that. Fuck you. Oh, you're such a dick.
What you being a dickhead for? Stop being a dickhead.
Oh, don't I have that on here? Did I take that off? Oh, my God.
You did have it at one point.
Oh, it's not on this one.
Oh, man.
I know. I took it off. Fuck. Well, fuck.
You're usually taking things off.
I am. I am.
Grab his dick and twist it. Twist that dick.
Twist his dick.
But yeah, so that's going to be my plan tonight. What are you up to?
Nothing.
No, nothing?
Just sitting back in my new chair and just playing video games or watching TV.
Nice. Do you have pants on right now?
Yes, I do, actually.
Well, that's good. That's good to know.
Do you want me to stand up and prove it?
No, nope. We're good. We are good.
I even have my WWE Bloodline shirt.
Yeah.
It says, "We the ones."
We the ones, bitches.
And use the twos.
Use the twos? What the fuck is that? What kind of English is that?
You're the number two.
That means I'm the shit.
You're a big pile of dumpy dump.
Fucking wrestling. Yeah, what's going on with that, by the way? So Vince McMahon came back.
Yeah. I don't know. He came back. He joined the board of directors. Then they voted him to take another executive position. And then there was huge rumors that they were selling to Saudi Arabia.
Are they not?
As of right now, no.
Hmm.
But apparently they are. Vince McMahon is looking to sell the company.
Wow. He's going to make a shitload of money.
It's like, damn, he doesn't want to leave it to his daughter and son-in-law. He just wants to sell it.
He's going to make a shitload of money. You know that?
Oh, hell yeah.
So, Vapor, thank you so much for bonking me. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, we got to see what's going to happen with that. I'm curious to see what the fallout will be if he sells it. You know that? Because...
Oh, me too.
I have a feeling there's going to be a ton of people, like we talked about before, that are going to be leaving. You know? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, they just had big names come back, too.
Yeah.
So.
If they sell to Saudi Arabia, a lot of people, a lot of wrestlers are going to want to leave.
Yeah. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. It's going to be interesting to see that play out.
Yeah, there's literally one wrestler who, when WWE goes over to Saudi Arabia for their shows, he can't travel over there.
Who?
Sami Zayn.
Why can't he travel over there?
It's something to do with his beliefs or something. I don't know.
Oh. Huh. That's weird. We're going to see what happens. That's going to be... I'm really curious to see how that plays out. But and the funny thing is, I just saw a post the other day that said it was like not quite a meme, but it was one of those posts where it's like basically like all you fuckers saying, you know, Vince McMahon, blah, 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 you know, talking shit about him. But if something happens to him, you're going to be like, oh, he's the father of wrestling, you know, then everyone will talk good about him. You know,
they're not wrong.
Right.
They're not wrong. But it's just like he's old and he needs to retire.
Yeah.
For good.
It looked like they were heading on a good path, though, with Stephanie and Triple H heading the company. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they were.
They were bringing people back, and it looked like they were just going in a good area. And...
Yep.
It's like, dude, why are you coming back to rock the boat? Why are you coming back and fucking it up? Let it be.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just sit back in your... Let it be, let it be. Let it be, let it be. It's like, stay in your fucking recliner, in your rocking chair.
I will.
And let them run the company and make it bigger and better, and you'll still collect a shitload of money.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I don't know. But...
I don't know.
Whatever. It is what it is, you know?
And you the twos.
Corey, we the ones. We
there.
I want to go to a wrestling match again. You know that?
Hells yeah.
That was fun. I had fun that house match we went to.
Yeah, that was just a house show. You haven't experienced a live show yet.
I know. That's why I'm saying I want to go to a live show, so... Yeah, you saw my son was talking about us going to that, so would you want to go?
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
All right. I told them
if he gets the tickets, let me know so I can take Monday and Tuesday off.
All right. Let's do it. You're going to Raw on February 27th? Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, WWE SummerSlam might be taking place at Ford Field this year in Detroit.
Hmm. Oh, that'd be interesting, huh?
So just a heads up on that one, Miriam.
That'd be interesting. So, oh, man. Yeah, that's a big one. Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
All right, let me, oh my God.
Words I've never heard for 500, Alex.
That is true. That is very true. All right, Corey, I got to do the plug of my youngest here. I have not heard. I'll make it so you can hear this. All right, you ready for it?
Feel free to like, comment, and share with friends and family. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on post notifications so you can get notified for new episodes. Don't forget to search us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us.
His voice is so...
He doesn't sound like that anymore.
No, not at all. Not at all. Holy shit.
How long have we been doing this for? 10 years?
That's what it feels like, you know? When was our very first episode? It was in
2020.
It was April of 2020, I think. You know that? I'm pretty sure it was
April. I just know it was in 2020.
Well, and I'm pretty sure... Huh?
Because you called me one Friday night and you're just like, hey, thinking of doing a podcast. Want to be my first guest? And I was just like, yeah, I'll be your guest. Oh, yeah. Here we are. And I'm not just a guest anymore.
That's right. That's right. Now your name's in the title. Yeah, that was, oh my God. I'm going to have to search back. I'm pretty sure it was in April of 2020 when we started our podcast.
Yeah, because it was like once everything got shut down.
Yeah, there was nothing else to fucking do. And oh my God, the quality difference from the first few episodes when you were doing it from your apartment, and then when you started coming here. And
my apartment on my cell phone.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy shit, the quality was horrible. But, you know, it's fun though. But like, so I just looked it up the other day. So our podcast... Ready for this one? It is listened to in the following countries. The United States, obviously. Germany.
Shocking.
Ireland. Russia. United Kingdom. Colombia. Japan. Canada. Brazil. Taiwan. China. Puerto Rico. Ecuador. Hong Kong. And Slovakia. Those are all countries where our podcast is listened. We have actual listeners in. So...
a lot of places.
Yeah. It's come a long way, so that's why we got to keep this shit back on track, you know?
Yeah.
It is wild. It is.
It's funny though. It's just like when COVID happened and everything got shut down, I started making TikToks and you're just like, let's do a podcast.
Yep. Yeah. I remember thinking, I'm like, well, fuck it, let's do a podcast. You're like, how do we do a podcast? I'm like, I don't know, but let's figure it out. Let's do it. So, fuck. It's been fun, though. It's been a fun ride. You know that?
Hell yeah.
So I've enjoyed it. But yeah, I think that's about the end of our hour here. You know that?
Whoa.
So.
Well,
so much fun. So, looks like we'll probably be doing this, what, in two more weeks, right?
Yeah.
Also, I do got to say, I got to give my plug to remind you that this podcast is also sponsored by W Energy Drink. Catch yours right now. W Energy Drink. It is jitterless, and it also has no crash. You can also use the code word if you go to their website on my About Me page and get 10% off. The code word, Mega Boss Dad. So, it's good shit. Delicious.
Clever password.
I know, right? It is actually really delicious drink. So, I have the Beach and Peach, which is the Mango White Peach Cooler. Of course, I had to start with the mango. So,
of course.
And Nerian, yes, thank you so much. I'm glad you got to catch it as well. Honestly, truly.
Hell yes, Nerian.
You are an awesome person, and yeah, definitely. One of these days, we're going to have to, we're going to pull you on here, and we're going to have the three of us do this. So that would be an absolute blast. So, you sound good?
Hell yeah.
All right. So, I guess we'll catch you guys next time. Probably, what, 2 weeks? We'll do it in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, then, catch you on the flippity flip.
Hell yeah. All right, have a wonderful day, and stay safe and make good choices. All right, see ya.
Peace.
Bye.